In 1974, music died a Disney death. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1974 ushered in disco and ushered out Nixon. However, the official end of the Fab Four made 1974 a strange year. The end of the Beatles, December 1974. The Beatles, one of the most iconic and influential bands in history, officially ceased performing and recording together in 1970. However, it wasn't until 1974, 4 years after their breakup, that the group was legally dissolved. This unusual delay in finalizing their legal disbandment culminated in a momentous event involving John Lennon, a piece of paper, and the unexpected setting of Disney World in Florida. By 1970, tensions between the Beatles had reached a boiling point. Creative differences, personal disputes, and business disagreements were plaguing the band. Paul McCartney initiated the public split when he announced his departure from the group in April 1970, marking the symbolic end of the Beatles as a functioning entity. Nevertheless, while the band members had individually begun to pursue their solo careers, the legal dissolution of their business partnerships was a far more complicated affair. The breakup of the Beatles was not as simple as walking away from their music. The band's financial affairs, intertwined with their management company, Apple Corps, required untangling. Numerous legal hurdles, including negotiations over royalties, intellectual property, and future earnings, meant that dissolving the band on paper would take far longer than the public might have realized. While Paul McCartney was the first to publicly leave the band, John Lennon had been the first to privately express a desire to quit. By September 1969, Lennon had told the group that he was done, but he didn't formalize the decision. Despite this, he was notoriously hesitant about signing the legal documents to officially end the band's existence. The delay in legal dissolution dragged on for years, partly because Lennon was hesitant to let go entirely. He once remarked that he didn't want to be the one to break the family up. Even after the other members had agreed to end their legal partnership, Lennon was reluctant to sign the final paperwork. If you're looking for an excellent philosophy podcast, here's the show for you. The Partially Examined Life is a philosophical podcast by four guys who are at one point set on doing philosophy for a living. For each episode, they pick a text and chat about it with some balance between insight and flippancy. You don't have to know any philosophy or even have read the text they're discussing or talking about to follow and enjoy. With a 13-year-plus catalog of episodes, The Partially Examined Life has probably covered any philosophical topic you're interested in, from practical ethics to the theoretical foundation of science. They go deep into the history of philosophy while making it personal and funny. Join the over 45 million downloads already pondering with The Partially Examined Life. Find new episodes wherever you stream your podcasts or at partiallyexaminedlife.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The surprising final act. Lennon signs at Disney World. In December 1974, the legal dissolution of the Beatles finally came to an end in one of the most unlikely locations, Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Lennon was on vacation there with his family, staying at the Polynesian Village Resort. Meanwhile, the other three members, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, had already signed the necessary documents in the UK, completing their part of the agreement. Lennon, after months of stalling and avoiding the legal process, finally agreed to sign the dissolution papers. The story goes that the paperwork was brought to him while he was relaxing at the resort, and with little fanfare, he signed the document, officially ending the Beatles' legal partnership. Lennon's signature at Disney World became a symbolic moment, representing the final closure to one of the most remarkable chapters in rock history. The Beatles, as a band, had not truly ceased to exist until this moment, and it happened in the most unexpected of places, a place of fantasy and magic, contrasting with the reality of the legal end of a musical legacy. With the legal end of the Beatles in 1974, the former members were free to fully pursue their solo careers, unencumbered by the obligations of their once shared financial and legal commitments. Although they would never officially reunite as a band, their individual careers flourished in different ways, and their legacy as the Beatles only grew stronger with time. John Lennon's decision to sign the papers in such an unconventional setting seemed fitting for a band that had always been anything but ordinary. Even the final chapter of the Beatles' story held an element of surprise and intrigue, much like their music. The Beatles' official breakup may have been declared in 1970, but it wasn't until John Lennon signed the dissolution papers at Disney World in December 1974 that the band was legally dissolved. This moment marked the true end of the Beatles, closing the book on a group that had revolutionized music and culture. The fact that this significant event took place in such a whimsical location adds another layer of uniqueness to the Beatles' already extraordinary story. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.